Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
You're listening to Live Paranormal Radio at liveparanormal.com.
Welcome to Boundaries of Reality.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and people of all ages, welcome to another fun, exciting Boundaries of Reality with me, your host, Diego Garcia. We're just momentarily waiting for our co-hosts to get on. Yes, we have two co-hosts now. We're going to try to structure a format for the 1 hour that we are giving everyone, and hopefully in the future actually pre-recording some of these shows so we can get them out there. Let's see here. Let's pull you on the air.
Hello.
Okay, there she is. We have Rhonda on the air.
Hi, Russ. How are you doing? Abel?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
That's good. I'm actually doing good. Ready for tonight, actually. We're still waiting, of course, on our guest, for the co-host. But, you know, moving forward, what I decided is actually we need a structure for the show every weekend. And, you know, I've been trying to plan on a structure. I want my Strange News segment, about 5 minutes. And then I thought it'd be awesome to do like an Angel's Corner kind of thing where Mike is going to pick out whatever name he wants. But, you know, just kind of like an angel or something more of the day, you know, something from Mike. So I thought you might want to do Strange News. You know, of course, you guys are welcome to stay on the entire show. But he gives it some structure. You know, gives us a basis to, you know, work on. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing where we can get. I mean, even if we don't do Strange News, we could do something fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something different. And, you know, the reason why I'm trying to keep this show a structure is we could actually be, you know, dedicated on this, you know, on a structure basis and, you know, provide great entertainment each week for everyone. As I'm working forward here.
No, I was, you know, in chat earlier talking to everybody about a movie that I was watching. And on Netflix, and I don't know why, but I always like to watch these Exorcist movies. And the one that I was watching today, and I'm not going to say the name out there because it's kind of funny, but what was happening in the movie is the priest that was doing an exorcist before had got kind of ostracized by his church for doing an exorcism that was botched, basically. And he was trying to show them and tell them, you know, that the devil was real and that he could possess people and stuff. And so what he did is he actually went to a young girl that is his niece and instructed her in the ways of doing blood sacrifices to the devil, so to speak. And what it actually did was caused her to become possessed so that he would be able to come and literally, I guess, exercise the demon from her. But at the same time, he was what he was doing that for was to get video proof and picture proof that the devil was real, the possessions were real, and that people needed to be exercised. So it had a twist on it. You know, she didn't come by this naturally. You could say that, or paranaturally.
Actually, I watched, I would have to say, don't watch it, Human Centipede, last night. And someone told me, it's one of those movies you just have to watch just because, and it's a very demented movie. I would say don't watch it. especially if you're squeamish over things. It's probably the worst thing you could actually possibly watch. I'm not squeamish. It was horrid. Clicking on icons to play the names at the very corner. Excuse me. I'm a little cough there. So we're still waiting. Hopefully, we'll be getting on the air here soon. I did send up a gift.
Mike is asking me to call him in, but I'm on my phone. Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen him hit the switchboard yet. I've been watching the switchboard. I know there's a, isn't there like a clicker thing in there here somewhere?
Let's see if I can get something up for him.
I thought there was a clicker thing that he'd click on and come on
there. Yeah. I thought it was over on the left-hand side, too.
I'm looking around to see if I could find the clicker thing. Isn't that funny?
The clicker thing.
So, it's for real. But, yeah, let's see here. Actually, I put the story out there, and it's mainly one of those to protect myself. I was contacted by the show My Paranormal or Paranormal Witness. I was going to say My Paranormal Ghost Story, but, and, you know, they wanted a story. So I went and went ahead and uploaded, a article, so it protects me further. I'm actually protected from years ago, but, just additional protection. And it's actually the story of why I became a paranormal investigator, my desensitization to the field, and where I am today, pretty much. And so, it was a exciting, to see where it might go now. Because I don't really like sharing client stories, so I thought...
Right, I understand.
Yeah, it'd be best just to share my own story and why I became a paranormal researcher. At that point, I could actually move on and see where things go as to the story itself. Of course, they include in there that they're providing entertainment, which I understand. It is entertainment, so they're going to have, dramatizations and whatnot. But, as long as they pin it down to, close enough to what it was where I could feel satisfied, say that's close enough, people will understand now. Including why my philosophy is not proving, disproving, but it's actually figuring out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. A lot of people say, you're a skeptic, I'm not a skeptic. I believe in the paranormal. I believe that ghosts exist, but I actually need, without a benefit of a doubt, in order for me to say, okay, that's a ghost picture. I mean, look at the photograph I uploaded earlier today. It was just, I pretty much pretended like I took the camera out of the box and started just snapping pictures. I offset the shutter just a little bit, and I created the ghost chair, If you look at it, it looks like a ghostly chair. And it's pretty much to show everyone how easy, a misconception is to create, not only on accident, but on purpose as well, because, I know how to use the camera. I know how to use the camera shutter. I know what the shutter's for. But a lot of people don't. They just pick up the camera and then name themselves spirit photographer, and all of a sudden they're taking pictures of camera straps and reflection of themselves, and, you know, they think that that's the paranormal. You know, unfortunately it's not. You know, it's just one of those. But, you know, that's pretty much, you know, where we're at right now in the field. A lot of people are falling for misconceptions. I mean, earlier this year we had a team in Chicago, I think it was Chicago, that came out and said, we have 100% conclusive evidence that ghosts exist. Actually, I looked at all their evidence. You know, they didn't have any supporting EVPs whatsoever. I know the EVPs is just a theory, but all they had was pretty much shutter speed illusions on the photos. You know, there's a ghost holding the investigator's hand. It's the investigator, you know. And, you know, we all know that we have to be careful, you know, when we're taking pictures out in the field because, you know, those pictures are easily contaminated, especially if you start using a bias-based, you know, judgment. You know, they said, okay, yeah, we had personal experience, too. I was touched, blah, blah, blah. And I always find it funny that when people are touched, you know, you think energy, you know, if you think raw energy, electricity, it pretty much would be like, you know, when you get touched, you know, example, the one time I was touched, actually I've been touched several times, but pretty much you feel it. It's like a static electricity, you know. Have you ever got a ball and just rubbed it on your head and put it somewhere in your body? You can feel your hair standing up, and that's what it feels like when you get touched, even when it's clothing. You know, getting yanked, you actually feel that static electricity build up. And, you know, a lot of people are like, I got touched, the temperature dropped, and it was ghost, you know. It doesn't mean it's ghost, it just means that, you know, it's probably more than likely a muscle spasm and a little bit of imagination thrown in. We're still waiting on two people. I wonder if it's going to be one of those strange nights where, you know, nothing happens. But then again, if we have a no-show, which I don't see Rex being a no-show, it looks like Mike gave up. Is he looking for the clicky thing? Is Mike still looking for the clicky thing? Hold on. Let's see if I can find Mike.
I'm trying to see if I can get on Skype and get him in.
But yeah, there we go. But even if he's a no-show tonight, we could probably do a pre-recording because next week is, of course, the UFC fights, and I've been sort of getting into the fight maybe again. did he just leave again, or am I seeing things? I did it. Okay, I did click it, but it's going to the phone line, not through Skype. Oh, you know what? I wonder if he has to unplug his phone from there. Why is it going to the phone line, though? I thought I'll be here. Let's see. Any odd news? Anything weird happen to you during the week while we wait for Rex here?
Not really anything going on weird. I've just been battling some weird sleep cycles. And yesterday, actually, I did some Reiki energy exchanges with a friend of mine again. And you do meditation when that's going on, and it's supposed to be sitting there clearing, like, your chakras and all that kind of stuff, but throughout the whole thing, I was actually having, like, I don't know if you want to call it, it's kind of like you're not really asleep, it's kind of like a dream trance that's going on, mm-hmm. and just a lot of, like, mental pictures and stuff of different people, different scenes, when he was moving up through the different chakras, and at one point I was just like, stop it, because I was also hearing voices. I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I had the one time I did one of those psychic type meditations, that was the weirdest thing. I think I've told everyone, but I started pretty much meditating, and, you know, it didn't feel like it was very long, but when I started, you know, they said concentrate on a problem and, you know, meditate on it. So you just think about that problem. And I did. And at some point, actually, it felt like I was falling, you know, slowly falling like a feather fall. And but I was seeing things, you know, as I was falling, you know, like money, a mailbox, a newspaper stand. And, you know, at the time, the thing I was meditating on was money, because I started to get really low on funds at that time. And so, so I pretty much just started concentrating and, you know, meditating on it, and that's pretty much what I saw. And I thought that was weird, you know, just because it was, of course, my problems, you know, and I started for writing for the Examiner, making a little money off of that, and then I got, another job through that. So that pretty much tells you that it was one of those things where I just kind of followed the path. And still continue to follow the path pretty much, you know, speaking towards writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike dropped out of chat, but I don't know if he was trying to get on or what.
Yeah, I'm thinking he might have tried resetting his computer, because dropped off everything.
Sorry about that, Mike. I was actually trying to get it to call into the BTR site. You can do it when you're on the studio as host, but and then call people in. But I don't subscribe to Skype other than the freebie stuff.
Yeah, see, that's the same thing with me.
unless it's a 1-800 number.
Now, let's see here. Let's see the demo chimes. Well, it's not very cool. I've seen it in the chat room. You know, I don't see Rex on yet.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have him on Skype. So, I know it's been a while since he's been on LP. Go ahead. Hopefully, we're hear from him soon, because
Rex is no longer with Destination Truth. They've already changed the team.
Yeah, from my understanding, no, he's no longer with Destination Truth. But we'll let him share his story.
Okay, sure.
Let's see here. You know. Oh,
I did want to share a little bit of news out there. I think it's, trying to think of what the dates are this coming weekend, but there's a thing going around this on Facebook that as of August 12th, August 13th, there's going to be kind of like massive meteorite showers that will last through August 23rd. It's supposed to be like some of the best you can catch this year. I don't know if we have any people out there that like to watch the stars or the planets, but sure to be a good show.
That definitely will be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching stars, so I'll definitely have to take a peek.
I mean, I occasionally get out here in, you know, my backyard and just lay out on the ground and look up when hopefully the sky is going to be clear enough to see it, but I mean, I've been out here before, and I've actually seen, I think it was back in, I don't know, either March or somewhere between March and May of this year, we had that Texas Biblioid that came across, and it was funny because I was actually on the phone or on Skype talking to Mike, and all of a sudden I just saw this, like, thing just burst through the sky. I mean, it was huge. For me, it looked like the size of like a basketball or something like that. But it immediately, you know, went green, and then it had like this white and green tail that was coming off of it. But I had never seen something that huge. And at first, I was like, something must have fell off a plane. And the other time I had seen a really beautiful falling star the other day that was almost just as good. It had definitely a fire tail to it, and not something like really small either.
Hmm.
So I'm looking forward to this coming weekend to see what the meteorite's going to have in store for us.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. My birthday's August 20th, so if you want to look at my Facebook page, I actually posted something there. Bell and Howell camera. My cameras mm-hmm. are... So if you guys want to buy me something, all my information's there. If you want to flat out buy it for me, hey, you know what, thank you. More than likely, I'll just put in the rest of the money and purchase it myself, but it's on my Facebook page if you want to go look at the camera. You know, I'm pretty much raising funds so I can get it. I actually stepped on my last camera that I had, and it went snap and didn't turn it on again. So that tells you how well I take care of some of my equipment sometimes.
Oh, yeah. These are the, I'm probably not pronouncing this right, but it's the Periseid, or Periseid meteor shower. And that's what's going to peak on August 12th and 13th. So. But I don't like the end of this line saying it's the extinction prodigal.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. Woofy and Irene that's in chat is saying that her sister is going to be out around Devil's Tower when it happens on the 12th. She's an artist and says she's going to attempt to catch some of it in her picture that she draws. That's going to be so cool, Irene.
Yeah.
I'd love to see her pictures when she's done. Or drawings.
That would be interesting. You know, just because it's what, you know,
mm-hmm.
I love art. Art's awesome. So it'd be definitely interesting to watch, you know, to see something unfold. I mean, I'm no artist, but I like to draw every once in a while, just sit there and draw. That's it.
I am definitely not of the artistic type. I think my sister would be the best one for that. Sherry, if you're listening, August 12th, 13th, get your fingers ready. Okay, Michael, where are you?
I have no idea. We're missing not only Michael, but we're missing our guest for the night, Rex.
Yeah,
I haven't
Rex.
Heard from him. I sent them a message earlier, and I haven't heard back. And I know the only reason why he would, you know, not show up is because, you know, something went bad. So hopefully he's okay. That's all pretty much how I'm mm-hmm. worried about. Because, you know, I know he has his new little one. He just had another one.
Oh, I saw that on July 27th. It was so cute, baby.
Yeah. So he definitely welcomed a newcomer. To the house, the Williams household.
Now, Abel, talking about the paranormal, there is a group that I'm possibly going to be bringing on my show eventually. I have kind of like doubts about this, but I got their name from another group that I had on recently, and they actually charge for their services.
Wow.
And they also supposedly clear out what's there. And I've never had a group on that charged.
Yeah, I actually find it interesting because, you know, they're basing all their information on theory and, you know, they're charging people. In a sense, I see a lawsuit coming up. especially because on me, I'm going to find out where they are, and I'm just going to put out a public notice asking people if they ever had this group come into their home, because, you know, they're saying something's definitely there when, in fact, they can't prove it or disprove it. So, you know, and they're charging. I've ran into one group, and I would just say they're no longer together now. And just because, I mean, what can you really charge? I mean, you know,
well, I find it really odd that it's not necessarily a group. It's two members. I mean, you know, kind of like a husband and wife team. But then I really start questioning it at that point.
Oh, yeah, because you know? Now it's a bias and a conflict of interest now.
Exactly.
About teams is, you know, you need someone who's not associated with them to actually agree. And, you know, as I said, I really see a lawsuit coming up in their future. They're pretty much, you know, the snake oil salesman, you know, the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing to people, you know, blinding them. And, you know, it's sad that they're doing that. Power went off.
Yeah. And Wolfie's in the chat room going, they charge for their services, really? And I'm like, yeah, Wolfie, the person that I got their name from, and I'm not going to mention them right now, but I said, you know, just reading their website, I'm like, I knew right away that they charged for it. And I went back to this person who's also named Mike, but not our Mike. And I asked him straight out, I said, why do they charge for the services? And he says, yes, they do, but they've, you know, they have 100% guarantee. And I'm like, 100% guarantee, unless you're going to make something of it.
Yeah. And it's just like 100% guarantee of what, you know? Is it 100% guarantee that they're actually paranormal researchers? I mean, why exactly are they charging for the service that they're not really providing, you know?
I don't know, but I get this thought right now that maybe they're bringing something in that's attached and not necessarily something that's there. Just saying.
Yeah.
Not that people would believe that too, but, and then they do their little, you know, their little hocus pocus and snake oil salesman type stuff, and, oh, let us clear it out for you. You got a really big bad demon here.
Yeah, it was kind of like the sports drink for the paranormal I was going to create. By the way, this trademark and copywritten. What was it going to call it? I can't remember the name. But as soon as I remember, I was going to make a paranormal drink. You know, because I was drinking Monster quite frequently. I actually stopped just because you know, I wasn't sure what it was doing to my body drinking so many Monsters a day.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I was going to make my own energy drink, and it was just pretty much going to be Kool-Aid, you know, and I was going to call it something. It was catchy. It was great. I just can't remember the name. I know I broadcasted it on one of my shows before about the drink. It's going to be the, you know, the drink of real paranormal investigators. And it was just one of those. It was going to be, you know, see if people bought it, you know, just because it's a ghost, you know. It was going to be made of ghosts. You know, it was going to catch ghosts, just run around and start catching ghosts and make it, stir it up, you know. I see Mike's back.
Yeah. He's going to have big Skype.
Yeah, he must be running some, like, old system, you know. Like, some 386, you know, running at 100 megahertz a second.
Most definitely, Mike, you need a new computer.
How do you make 100%?
And he's back on Skype.
Irene just said, no, how do you make 100% guarantee? And that's what I said, you know, I'm going to put a public broadcast out of Bolo to see if this team actually went into people's homes and say, hey, you know, they call themselves researchers, but there's nothing conclusive and they're charging you. I think you should probably talk to the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
It also depends on what they say. Wish I could afford a new computer. I actually had one of those moments where I was actually thinking of purchasing a Apple product. And then I found another awesome computer that I'm going to be getting in the future for schooling. My desktop.
Was that the one that you sent the pick of it?
I think so.
It had the cool design on it and everything.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty much, my desktop is dying. And the reason why I might be getting that one is because it has a docking station. So
mm-hmm.
I can just dock it in as my desktop, and I'm going to dock it in right underneath my monitor. And I'm going to get the monitor docking kit. And what it does is it raises it above the docking station just a little bit, but it's where the, you could just push the laptop in to the docking station. And it's pretty much going to replace my desktop. I'm not going to need a desktop anymore. My old laptop I'm just going to have, give to Tina. And, right now she's only using her Nook for everything. So it gets her out of having to use just the Nook. She'll be able to start using the smaller laptop. Her old laptop is actually 1 billion pounds, and it always seemed to crash a lot. So, and this is why I'm starting a fundraiser, Mike's new computer fundraiser.
Okay, so we've got Abel's fundraiser, we have Mike's fundraiser. Oh, hell, I might as well put my name in there.
There you go. It'd be miscellaneous.
I need to pay this puppy off.
So how much are you all going to donate? Okay, Mike, we'll do this. You donate $20 to my camera, and I'll donate $20 to your fundraiser.
I'll donate one, Mike. I gave him the one.
I want to give him love. Don't look at me. Your income per month is more than mine. Hey, Carly, so funny. There is one.
We had somebody in chat the other day. We were all talking about, of course, it got onto orbs again, which I don't consider orbs anything evidential. And you would have loved to have been on here. And we started joking around about, well, what if an orb was a square orb? And Mike has already patented that. He's calling it a squirb or something like that. But one of the guys that was in here, and he goes, oh, yeah, there's orbs out there. And what color was it? There was he had like a chart of what the different colors were, like what kind of ghost or whatever it meant. And
you mean one of the happy orbs and the sad orbs and... It reminds me of Bob Ross. Let's paint a happy orb,
Maybe that's what our smiley faces should be in chat. Instead of, the smiley faces, they need to be orbs.
An orb with a face in it. I think that would be great. An orb, put a face in there. I do apologize for, as I said, Rex Williams was supposed to be here tonight, and the only time... I would think that he would not show up as if something happened. So as long as he's okay,
yes.
That's pretty much the important thing. He had a new little one, so I do understand if he couldn't make it. But mainly I'm just worried that, make sure that everything's okay with him. But it doesn't mean that we won't hear from him. He might be just running a little late, maybe away from the phone at the moment or, any way of contacting us. I've been periodically checking this, the actual soundboard just to make sure he's not sneaking in on us. But other than that, we're having good conversation tonight. I think I know what you're talking about, and I'm looking for my version of it. I actually created my own version of it. Oh, here it is.
Oh, there you go. Link it out there.
There you are. Let's see if I can find. Here's my version of it. Oops, that's the guest calling number. Okay, clear the clipboard, it is full, and paste that. Pretty sure everyone should be able to at least see that.
See. Oh, there we go. Colors, assaults, anomalies.
So
those of you that can't see this in chat, we have pink for openness, red for stress and restlessness, dark red for anger, pain, psychological impairment. What is clear red?
Clear red. I guess if it's clear, I don't know. it's
Norbert?
Funny something. So Brian Saunders, he's actually from the UK, very educated man from the UK. He actually puts, I totally agree, I took a photograph once of a blue orb once, and people raved about it until I told them it was dust reflecting back the color blue because it was reflecting kind of light from the blue curtains back into the CCD. They laughed at me, of course, because it was a paid-for event and they really didn't need science interfering with their cash flow. And then our friend Chris McCoy, he said,
mm-hmm.
Is this what orbs feel or what we feel? Sounds far-fetched either way. You know, it's funny how they put silver telekinetic power. Now, out of all those, I would have to definitely say silver and white are probably the closest, but not orb type. Again, you know, glitter. Think glitter, glitter, glitter. It's not going to be perfectly big, round. It's going to look, you know, glittery. You know, you're not going to have some big thing in front of the camera. It's going to be definitely small. You're not going to be able to capture it. You know, it might look like a pattern, like a wave of water, you know, moving around in mid the atmosphere, but you're not going to get anything other than that because it's a static discharge. And, you know, that static discharge is pretty much the paranormal phenomenon. So, you know, just imagine you're trying to take a picture of electricity. You know, you're not going to have a solid figure. So if you have a solid figure, you're actually going to have a manufactured photo, and I've seen plenty of those. Sometimes there's pareidolia, which is, you know, people really, really, really want something. You know, they concentrate on everything. I mean, as you can see in my picture, it is a chair, but it looks like a ghostly chair. You know, actually, let me post that. See, I don't know how many people have actually been able to see that picture.
A ghostly chair.
Yeah, it looks like a ghostly
chair. It's in the woods.
Let's see here. Oops. I'll post that too. I need to get like actually out of using the Facebook when I start using like, you know, better picture places. So when I start sharing these pictures with people, you know, like Image Shack or something, they're using the old school. Let's see here. You know, again, I was purposely adjusting the
mm-hmm.
the shutter speed, and I just offset it just a little bit, not moving the camera, just sat there and took a picture. There you go.
I'm having fun just watching the chat room, Vince. I see orbs.
Is that all they are? You know, that's a song I want. Put in there, all they are is dust and the wind. And just every time someone mentions the orb, just hits like, and I think we'll have to invite an orbist, you know, the people who do the non-paranormal stuff. And
that just looks like a blurry picture that it was out of, you know, the camera was out of sync or somebody was moving it, though.
No, actually, it's just the shutter speed. That's all I did.
Yeah.
It's the shutter speed. And it looks paranormal.
Somebody actually posted that as paranormal?
No, I took that picture.
Oh, you took that picture.
Yeah, but look at everything. It looks paranormal. Everything's all blurry. This is what people use and say, paranormal. You know, you can see Bumblebee, the Dyson. There's a paranormal guitar. It wasn't a guitar there. I know it because, you know what, there is always a guitar.
Ooh,
there.
What's the red light in the background? Somebody peeking around the corner?
No, it must be Cyclops. at Cyclops.
Cyclops.
He hangs out at the house. Actually, you know what? I'm going to Photoshop Cyclops on there. And, you know, I'm going to make it like a dark one, but like Cyclops lives. This week, actually, I've seen a lot of manufactured photos online. And I'm talking about great quality, which is quite surprising. It just seems that people are really flinging out there, trying to, you know, create this paranormal. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just hurting them. Not only hurting them, but hurting everyone else.
Uh-huh.
Because people forget about integrity. We had a team on here. They used to call themselves Dead Investigations. The real Dead Investigation, of course, you know, sued them because he was a copyright infringement. And not only that, but because they were pretty much tarnishing the name, these investigators. I'm talking about the investigators that were smoking cigarettes on purpose and blowing it out and snapping pictures in the background of a video that I happened to mention and the video quickly disappeared. That's what I learned, just to download stuff before you say anything. you know, and again, this is doing it on purpose, you know, looking at smoke and going, oh, I see a demon skull. You know, that's where demon smoke came from. You know, what really hurt them and tarnished their integrity was not only that the years of experience didn't match age-wise for one of the investigators, but they actually claimed to have a demon living in the basement that they conducted their experiments on. And, of course, damage control-wise, you know, next day, oh, no, we were just saying that because we were joking around, you know. And, again, they were not joking around. They wanted some prime time, air time, and unfortunately they got slammed. I actually had a debate with, you know, one of them, and unfortunately he was backpedaling so hard that you could tell that he was trying to do everything. You know, he was swinging dirt, kicking, you know, dirt in the eye, whatever he could do. It just made it worse for him, you know. Actually, at some point I think he said I was a skeptic too, so it tells you how bad it was, how bad I had him backpedaling. And, you know, again, I was having conversations because, like, what is that team called? It is a comedian team. They do, you know, pretty much, you know, a joke thing about everyone that dies is a demon, you know, after that. And that's pretty much the team's philosophy. It was, you know, when you die, you become a demon. You know, and so regardless, also with the EVP evidence that they were posting actually had a forensic match. My friend who is a digital forensics expert, you know, again, this is, he does it for a living. He actually did it on the side because he works from home. He's contracted in. So he actually did a voice analysis on the side, and it was just high enough margin to where there was no one smoking. Oh, yeah, Irene, there was no one smoking there. He removed the video, and, you know, the comments were still there. The video was gone, you know, of course. No one was smoking, you know. Oh, he denied actually even smoking. Oh, I don't smoke. Then why do you have a cigarette rolled up in your ear? Oh, you know, I do smoke. I'm sorry. You know, it's just like, again, integrity was just, you know, horrid. You got really challenged. And to this day, you know, it's just one of those teams you got to be careful for because they're really ruining our field. And, you know, they want the limelight so badly that they're willing to do anything. And, you know, even acquire an agent, you know, it's just funny because you're just like, Jim, have you got you know, I don't have an agent, and, you know, unfortunately, I have a lot more to offer the government. But, no, I would say, wait, I feel violated. I would say that Tina's my agent, but she's probably worse about times and dates than I am. Looking at the soundboard. Okay. Just wanted to take a look at the soundboard.
Rick hasn't called in yet?
No, I don't see him in yet. I've been checking not only messages, but the soundboard is jumping all over the place. And, you know, as I said, the only time I would think he wouldn't call in because he's never been late. If something happened, and I hope it isn't anything really serious. I hope he's okay. Maybe he just slept in or, you know, again, I understand because they have a new one, so sleep might have been the topic. Or even maybe got confused about time. Maybe he'll be here at 10 o'clock our time.
Well, you know, that could be for sure. Because it's almost 10 my time.
Since standard time work for you? No, I said 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He said sounds good. So he knows where he is. So, as I said, hopefully everything's okay. And that's pretty much the important thing.
I agree.
We'll have him again on the air, you know. Speaking of positions, actually, I thought this was ironic and weird. It was going to be my diagnosis class. I don't know if anyone watches that show, Perception. It's a new show that just came out this year. Anyone, show of hands, watch Perception. 15 no's, and yes, it's still yes. I know. I saw it on Facebook. I said it. I saw it. And said, really, someone was smoking, like you said, Abel. Deny it. They only hurt their credibility. Oh, yeah. Irene knows who we're talking about. She's been here a while. She knows where demon smoke came from, I believe. Actually, it's a huge book. As you can hear, I'm fumbling through the pages now. Again, it's a diagnosis book. It's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And, you know, it's just one of those where you go, wow, because you see a mental disorder and you see there's little things. And I'm not saying all cases are the case, but I've always thought there was some sort of psychosis or schizophrenia that went around, a stress-induced schizophrenia to death when someone lost a family member and all of a sudden they're possessed. And I've always had a theory that, you know, that sometimes, you know, it's not a demonic possession, but it's actually a person shuts off, you know, you know, what do we do automatically? We try to protect ourselves. So, you know, subconsciously, I think the subconscious comes out and becomes our consciousness as we shut off, you know, and we as animals or species, you know, we automatically, no, I haven't seen it. Oh, okay. We try to protect ourselves from, you know, what might be going on. But there is a stress-induced schizophrenia. And, you know, with that, disorganized type, it's a disorganized type of schizophrenia, and people will view it as being, you know, behavioral-wise, it could look like it's, you know, paranormal in a sense. It's a person that is not demonstrating natural behaviors, and, you know, that's always been my number one thing about behaviors is, you know,
Even a lot of the psychosis and stuff that goes on with people has been diagnosed in the past as being like demonic possession. And I was reading a website earlier this week, you know, in regards to that. And it's just if people believe that, it's a fine line.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not saying it's, you know, that there can't be. It's actually, I just think a lot more are, you know, I hear a lot of the stories that are created and, you know, people babbling and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I think personally is they checked out, you know, they lost one important, they checked out in the mind,
mm-hmm.
and the body, you know, does natural thing, which is, you know, survival instinct. And, you know, that's when the subconscious comes out and tries to survive. I mean, it's only natural. And so if you have that, you know, subconsciousness actually, you know, controlling you, of course it's going to be viewed as not normal, even if it's schizophrenia, you know. It's, you know, pretty much, it's one of those where people will, you know, we have a, can you screen that call, the 239? Rhonda?
The 239?
Yeah. But, okay. But, you know, it's pretty much a natural, you know, natural to survive. You know, it must be, you know, it has to be something like that. I came up with this a couple of years ago, and, you know, I'm not really a big believer on the Bible or the book. You know, I'm not trying to down anyone's religion or anything, but, you know, it's just, you know, not my belief. And, you know.
Hi, this is Rhonda with Boundaries of Reality. Who are we speaking with?
I do believe that there is a God, and, you know, again, that's me personally, and it looks like I dropped her in there, so hopefully she's doing that. Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They dropped.
Huh?
They dropped.
Yeah, you actually pulled me on there, and I had to do a quick change really fast and swap me out
oh.
and put you in.
My bad. My bad. Sorry. Oh, I do like you took me into the screening room. I'm so used to being the host. I just click on the top number.
I think I should probably just have you dialing as the host anyways.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll probably call back anyways. But yeah.
We're fit to be tired here. Y'all just keep talking.
But, you know, again, it's really, you know, odd because you could be a functioning schizophrenic and not even know it. And I'm not saying everyone is, again, this is not me saying everyone is not a medium, but I think there's a lot of people who do suffer from, you know, some of these, you know, mental disorders, don't know it.
Uh-huh.
And because you are observant, they might think they're a medium, you know. You know, I'm seeing this, but it's, you know, something that they observed, or, you know, the subconsciousness is just pulling up information they need to think they're a medium. You know, again, I'm not saying everyone, because I believe people are gifted. I'm just saying it could be a possibility, you know, that maybe everyone isn't gifted.
So what are the signs that people need to look for when they're, I guess they're looking for schizophrenia? Obviously, you can't diagnose yourself, but still.
You know, UK Keith, he actually brings up something. He says, what I want to know is who put this chart together and how did they decide what the colors meant? Do we have orb diviners now? It's about time people grew up and accepted the evidence. Orbs are not paranormal, no matter how much you want them to be. And, of course, you put orb fact on there, the actual studies done on orbs, the airborne particles. You know, there's been numerous studies done on them. Other than people, you know, it actually shows the lighting, the lens. Actually, this is great. I'm going to keep this. I was talking to people about the lens imperfections, the imperfections in the camera's lens, and this actually shows the imperfections and how it could be caused. So I am keeping this. But yeah, we do apologize about missing Rick tonight. We don't know what's going on. We hope everything is okay. I sent him another message, you know, tell him hope is all is well. And I'll definitely see if I can get him next week. for next weekend.
Oh, for sure.
It'll be, of course, a pre-recorded show, but, you know, at least, you know, it'll be there. And I'll definitely get with you and Mikey about that. Maybe we can do a pre-recorded Skype, because we don't really stay on the norm. When I do interviews, I do them absolutely different. It's, of course, you get to introduce yourself. We talk about, you know, about them, how we met. But then we start talking about topics. So, we'll definitely, you know, try to get that and try to get them on, if not next Saturday. If it's live, if not, it'd be pre-recorded next Saturday still. So, looking at the time, it is 10:56, so I think it's time we, let Raven get on here. I always forget the name of the show, so I'll go ahead and let Rhonda say the name of the show, because I forget.
It is, we've got Raven with Raven's Nest Vampire Radio coming on next.
I want to thank everyone. And I'm pretty sure Mike is, you know, waving to everyone right now. Mike, we'll try to figure out what we could do to get you on. Maybe I'll just do a loop method again, loop you through. But I hope everyone has a great night. Any departing words, Rhonda?
I just want to tell everybody to have fun this weekend and look out for the meteor shower this week and have a wonderful, blessed week.
I hope, yes. Everyone have a great night, and thank you again for another fun and exciting Boundaries of Reality with your host, Abel, co-hosted by Rhonda Hall, Rhonda Gattes, and Michael Irvin. Hopefully we'll have Michael all fixed up and ready to go next week.
Mikey might get on.
Yeah, we don't have Rex on. It'll be pre-recorded. If not, we'll have a little format if it is not pre-recorded then. Hopefully it'll be fun, a quick 5-minute segments here and there, and then we'll get on with the show. So everyone have a great night and a great rest of your weekend.
Night, everyone.
You're listening to Live Paranormal Radio at liveparanormal.com.
Welcome to Boundaries of Reality.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.